Dear brothers and sisters, it is my experience that we can apply more easily the text of the Scripture to our lives. When we make questions, to put a question is to enter into a dialogue. And if we believe that the Word of God is a living Word that likes and wants to enter into a dialogue with us, then we as well can enter into this dialogue. And a way of doing this is putting questions, making questions. For example, the Apostle St. Paul in the first reading of today affirms, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Why did he use that expression, to be ashamed of the gospel? What could be shameful about the gospel? It is not immediately clear what is he referring to. But in the sentences that follow up, we can get some sense of this expression. We will proceed step by step. St. Paul says, a sort of definition of the gospel. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. This is interesting, isn't it? To define the gospel as a power, it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. I suppose most of us would tend to define the gospel in terms of ideas, as a framework, as an ordered set of ideas which are mutually coherent and that bring some meaning, for example, meaning to our lives. But the gospel is not that, or at least is not primarily that for St. Paul. It is the power of God. And that means that the gospel is something that makes something. The gospel is defined, is identified by what it makes possible. It is identified by the transformation that it brings to human life. Wherever human life is transformed, wherever human life is changed in the direction of God, we can detect, we can say, here, there is something that comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ. That was, in fact, the principle that some of the early preachers in the Christian church used. And that's the very beginning, that's the very origin, I mean, of the expression one of them used. Semina verbi, the seeds of the verb, the seeds of the verb of God that are present among the different nations and peoples. This early father of the church spoke of the seeds of the verb because there is something of this marvelous transformation, something that we could detect if we get closer to the different cultures, to different peoples. But let's come back. Let's go back to the text. The gospel is the power of God for the salvation. The gospel is about salvation, to be saved. And that is not immediately clear to be saved. The very meaning of the gospel only could be grasped if we experience the need of being saved. The closer we are to this experience, the closer we understand the gospel. And that's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ said, as it is recalled in the four canonical gospels. For example, when he said that the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going ahead of us on their way to the kingdom of God. And the reason is that they can, or they could, in a faster way, understand what the gospel entails. I mean, it was so clear for them. It was so clear for the tax collectors and the prostitutes. It was so clear that they needed salvation that they could grasp more rapidly what the gospel is about. The gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone. And that explains what follows in this first reading. The apostle is telling us the shameful state of humankind without the light of salvation. The apostle is describing the terrible, pitiful, really painful state of humankind without God. Godless people are not happy people, in spite of what they could say. They are not happy people. But their sadness, their tragedy, must be shown. And that's part of the preaching. That's part of the work of the apostle. To bring to light all that is hidden when someone decides that there is no God, there is no true God for him or for her. If the apostle describes this awesome state of humankind, it's only for we to understand that we need God, that we need His salvation, that without Him, we are lost. The central point is to get the idea. We need God, and God has come closer to us in Jesus Christ, and His offering is the gospel, which is power of God for salvation. This is not easy to understand, nor is it easy to accept. To accept the gospel entails to accept that you need salvation. And that means accepting that you are a sinner. It's a difficult preaching because it has a phase of denouncing. That's what we find in the text of today, for example. It's not an easy preaching, but it is most needed. The natural reaction when we are denounced is to fight back. If someone is pointing to us and saying, you have committed this or this fault, the spontaneous reaction of most of us is to fight back. I am not that person. I am not so guilty. I am not what you are saying I am. And when we fight back, we tend to attack the preacher. It happened with the prophets. It happened with the martyrs. It will happen with most preachers. Part of the accusation will be that the gospel is nonsense, and now we understand why the apostle said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Probably I will be attacked. Probably people will fight back because they feel they are being denounced by my preaching. In any case, I am not ashamed of the gospel. I understand it is power to save people. And if God sent His only Son to save people, I like that God. I like preaching of that God.